Amara Papa Tani Gol, the Kongo Tani Gol, the Agma Asira Tani Golosa. Now, this simply means the male and the female, but it doesn't really mean the male and the female. It means the different varieties. There are different birds entirely. One is called the Tarnagol.
Agma, isn't that a swamp?
So there's something called the Tarnagol of the Agma, the Tarnagol of the Agma. Agma is the male. Now, it's not really the male. It's a certain species. Mm. And for whatever reason, it was called the male. I guess it was more aggressive. It was more manlike. Then there was something called the Targinosa. Then there was something called Targinosa.
What is Asira? You left the word.
Forbidden.
But it's also.
It's not a kosher bird. Okay, why is it not a kosher bird? Because we are afraid that, I guess, it's a day race. Where we have a child. It might be one of those 20 birds. But that's my Gemara. I need that. I need two Gemaras. Okay, I need two Gemaras. What's going on over here? Mm-hmm. You touched my phone and now everything is all messed up over here. What do you do over here? All right, here we go. Now it's good. Okay, something called over here, Tarnagol.
There's no Rashi, I see.
The Agma, okay, it's a variety. It's not just a male bird, it's a certain variety, Asira. Tarnagolosa, the female, this type of creature, female Dagma Sharia. How do you know how to remember? Visimanech, the way to remember which one is which, Amoni Voloy Amoinis. The way to, just when it comes to Amoni and Mayavis, only the males, not the females, shall keep us on the mind. So to the men. The men called the Tarnagoyla is also. The men called Tarnagoyla also, with the sub is permitted.
I was just thinking about that.
Why are Gvaldikash? I don't know. I mamish don't know. The Rashi over says Halacha Revachas Bisodel Siv Al Dvarash Lekin Eschem Lechem.
Where's this?
Side Al Dvarash Lekin Eschem Lechem. Darka Shlisha Lekadei.
You're learning. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just thinking. It's a white type of the Gemara goes over here. That they say the Mav Gvald Gakash. I don't know. Darash Merema Tarnagolosa the Agma Asu. He disagrees. He disagrees. He holds the Tarnagolosa, even the female variety of the swam is forbidden. Why? Chazua the Dorsa the Achla, because he saw that this female variety,
it's a
predator.
Because we saw that it's a, that's no, it's wrong. That's
the third
wrong
volume. That's the wrong volume.
What?
That's the volume number.
Oh. All
right. No, tomorrow. Did you go tomorrow? No. Okay, fine. So then, what we says, Chazi the Darsa v'Yachlo, because we saw that it was Darsa, we saw that it was Dachlo, that we saw that it was a Doiris.
But everybody's mind that the male is also that everybody.
No, it's a variety. It doesn't just.
But it's a Darsa.
No, right. The Zohar for sure is.
But he's saying even on the cave because it's also Darsa.
So he saw once that it was Doiris. So therefore, this bird now has only how many kosher? We're assuming how many kosher simon did the bird have? 3. If it's a Doiris, it's missing the last simon. When you say the bird is a kosher bird, generally means that it's all 4 kosher simon. In order for a bird to be kosher for sure, by any question, no sfeikus, is if a bird has all 4 kosher simonim. If a bird has only 3 simonim, then it's going to be forbidden by default because we have to be chayish. Maybe this is one of the 20 birds listed in the Torah. Correct? If a bird has only 3 simonim, so we learned yesterday there are 20 birds that have 3 simonim. No one knows what those 20 birds are. So for every single bird that has 3 simonim, we have to be chayish that this bird may be from those 20 birds.
Anything that has 3 or less, or 2 or 1. Or
so that we discussed, that was yesterday's daf, discussed in very great detail, that if it has 2, if you're able to identify the peres, the oirev has 2, as long as you know for sure that it's not the oirev, then it's kosher. That we learned yesterday.
There's only one bird.
There is only one bird that has 2 kosher simonim.
That's
the oirev. And it is the oirev is osur, but every other bird that has 2 kosher simonim is kosher. Yes.
The crop or the 2?
That was the Gemara's discussion. What exactly are the 2 that are kosher? The crop and the crook of a niklaf. The gizzard is peeled and has a crop. And then there's the extra toe, and then it's that it's not a doirev. Okay, we're not going into details, but yesterday we learned the Gemara that an oirev has 2 kosher simonim. Therefore, if you have a bird and you can be certain that the bird has exactly 2 kosher simonim, so then the only reason why you have to be chayish that it's osur is if this is a variety of the oirev. And if you are a mumcha, if you are an expert in what the oirev is, and this bird is not the oirev, then it's for sure mutter by default. In order to be kosher, you only need to have 1 simon. and number two, it's not listed in, as the exceptional 24 birds that are not kosher.
Yeah.
In order for a bird to be kosher, you only need to have one kosher siman. If you have one kosher siman, by default, you're kosher. Unless you are an exception. Sure. What is the exception? Well, the Torah gives 24 exceptions.
No.
There is only, from the 24 exceptions, only one bird has two kosher simanim.
Which is my
the oywave. So if you have in front of you a bird and has two kosher simanim and two non-kosher simanim, so is it mutter? Well, it has two kosher simanim, so it would be mutter. The only reason why it may not be mutter is that it might be the exception. What exception? The oywave. So tell me, is this the oywave or not? So if you are a baki in the oywave and you know for sure that this bird is not an oywave, then it's mutter. Let us say you have in front of you a bird that has only one kosher siman. Is it mutter or aser? Well, by default, it's mutter. By default, it's mutter. Unless it's the peres or the osnia. Because from the 24 exceptions in the Torah, there are only two birds that have one kosher siman and are aser.
Right.
And which are those two birds? The peres and the osnia. So if you are certain that this bird in front of you is not the peres or the osnia, then you're in business and you can be certain that it's kosher.
All the other birds have three simanim.
All the other 20 birds have three simanim.
But you just said a few minutes ago, a kosher bird has all four simanim.
No, it does not. One of four simanim.
Okay, so you made a mistake before. Okay, whatever.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry, you're correct.
No, because I...
You didn't make a mistake.
So let it be that
I made a mistake. It's not a mistake because basically the point that you were making was that you don't know...
If you have a bird that has only one kosher,
you don't know exactly which
you only need to have one kosher siman to be kosher. One siman to be kosher.
But if you're not booked with an oyer of it, then you need four.
There's a problem.
Right.
The problem is the Torah gives 24 exceptions, only 23 exceptions. 23 exceptions. And therefore, as long as this bird is not from those 23 exceptions. Mm-hmm. Now, from the 23 exceptions, 20 of them have three kosher simanim. One of them has two kosher simanim, and two of them have one kosher simen. So if you have a bird that comes in front of you, and this bird has only one kosher simen,
you have to make sure that's not an
oyer family. By default, it would be kosher, unless it's a peres or an osnia. So you learned yesterday, according to one opinion of the Gemara, that the peres and the osnia do not live in the civilized neighborhoods. They do not live in Flatbush and Bar Park. They do not live in Flatbush and Bar Park, and not even in Williamsburg. Maybe Monroe, I don't know, but not in Flatbush.
Yeah.
Okay, Mela,
we had that one.
Because the Mela, if you have a bird that's only one kosher simen, you don't have to worry. It is definitely not the peres and the osnia.
Right.
There's nothing worth to discuss.
Then it's four, for sure, if it has four.
There's no bird that's an exception to a bird. Every bird, there's no exception to a bird that has four kosher simanim that's not kosher.
Right.
So if the bird has four kosher simanim, it's kosher. Our chickens that we eat today have all four kosher simanim. All four. Has a crop. The kurkavon is niklaf.
Duck also?
And has a duck also, yes. The birds that we eat today have all four kosher simanim. Anything we eat today has all four kosher simanim. Turkey has all four kosher simanim. Now, the only thing what people are chayish is people are worried of the four simanim, three of them we can identify by looking at it. We can look at the bird. Does it have an extra crop? Does it have a gizzard? Does it peel? Does it have a crop? The fourth simon is not a physical simon. It's a characteristic. It is a mida. Is it a predator? And we have so many rishonim that have a different definition for the meaning doyres. At least four or five rishonim that give entirely different definitions. So therefore, when you have a bird and it appears to you that it's not a doyres, you have to really go examine all of the rishonim and make sure the bird that we are discussing is not a doyres according to all four or all the rishonim. Let's say it fails the doyres test, so we have to knock out that simin, then how many kosher simonim does the bird have? Only three simonim. Well, then you can't eat it. Because if there's only three simonim, who says this is not the exception? There are 20 exceptions.
Maybe it's from one of the
20. So therefore, we have to make sure that the bird is not a doyres. How do we know which bird is not called a doyres? We have a mesoira. We have a tradition. There's a tradition that certain birds are not a doyres. They have all four simonim. That's why you only think the bird is not a mesoira. Because the truth is, the bird, like I told you many, many times, the birds that we have today do not really pass the doyres test according to all of the rishonim. Okay, if you go study all of the rishonim, the chicken that you ate for dinner tonight, if you ate chicken, the next time you eat chicken, does not pass l'chol hadeis.
Are there rabbanim that don't eat chicken because of that?
No, never heard of it. In fact, I went to Chazrei Nish. I was very baffled. The Chazrei Nish did not eat meat. He did not eat
meat
at all.
Meat and poultry?
No, only meat. Only meat. The Chazrei Nish did not eat meat.
Why?
Oh. Because I guess he felt he was afraid that the Shechtim, I don't know why.
You could say
many ways. My observation is, it's a Pella, because not eating meat l'chayra, it's only a chumra, because meat is for sure kosher. The animals that they're shechting, no question, are kosher animals. They're kosher animals. The shayla, maybe the shaykha, it's not 100%, maybe the knife's not so good, maybe they didn't do a bedika, but there's no question about it. These are extreme chumras. The knife is good enough. The sirchas are kosher. A bird, there is no bird today that is an anacle of the bird of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't exist. Because all the birds today have...
Animals, they don't breed animals.
No, they breed animals. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They breed animals. The animals, this is very easy. It's mafreses parsa, v'shoysash shesash teperasa, split hooves, and good. It's simple as pie. So the animals today, without any question, are my question is, why do people that machm, oh, I don't eat meat. I'm machmer on the meat. Pum fakert.
Let's do it. So why?
I don't know, because I think it's a mistake. I can't say that. Chazanish did. Chazashal. I don't know. It's a pella to me. It's a pella because today there really is no.
No, I'll tell you why. The Kasherov, there was a whole. It's a pella. He claims that they found chaylev.
Okay, maybe. Fine. Okay, fine. Chaylev, fine. Because chaylev? Because of chaylev, maybe you're right. Chaylev is karas, maybe you're right. And eating a non-kosher bird is only allowed to say. If that's not the reason, very good. The impression you get, it's not because of chaylev. The impression you get, the reason why they're not eating meat is because they don't trust the shaykhtim, and they don't trust the sirchas, the bedika. That's the impression you get. L'choyra, those are very big chumras. The sirchas are not, ad kadei kach, maybe it's not glat, but it's certainly kosher. The knife has a pegima. It's very, 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 very chashash rochot.
That never came up in Rabbi Belsky's class?
I never know this. So therefore if you can tell me it's chaylev, I understand. Maybe. If it's not chaylev, it's a very big chumra. And you want to be machmir, gezunt hate. But a bird? Who says the bird's kosher to begin with? Who says the bird is kosher? The bird needs four simonim to be kosher. Vadai. We don't have the four simonim to mesorah. There's no mesorah to on any bird. Vaita. So he disagrees. Why he holds the Tarnagol, the Agma, because he saw the Tarnagol, so the Agma, even the female variety, that's a whole min. Why? Asuwa the Chazua, the Dorsa, he saw Dorsa of Achla, he saw that it's a Doris. Vahainu Gerusa, this was the Gerusa we said before. This is the Gemara before, the different Perikolabasa. Okay, stuff later on in the Mesechta. The Amin Lekaman Perikolabasa, Osar Lon Gerusa, Shara Lon Lishon the Kav. The Gemara later on says everything, it's a beautiful Gemara.
Yeah.
Everything which the Torah says is also in one place. The Torah was matir. Hashem is not trying to make it usher.
Right.
If a chazir is usher, where can you find the equivalent of the shibuta, the shibuta
type fish? Yeah.
The brain, the moyach, the shibuta has the tam chazir. Yeah. You have a taiva. Do you know what a chazir tastes like? So you can find it in the
Torah. That's what it says, the brain, the moyach.
The brain of the shibuta fish. So the one is gerusa, gerusa the bird, it's usher. But if you have a taiva, do you know what it tastes like? Sharolon lishana de kava, the tongue of a fish.
What is the cover of the tongue of a fish?
Sir, whatever type of fish there has saved it. Now, here Rashi is read it more than once. Rashi, in this sugya, very uncharacteristic of Rashi, he enters into the world of Piske Halacha. Rashi, we don't pass like Rashi. It's very, very rare that we pass like Rashi. Very rare. Usually like the Balei Tosfos. Usually the Balei Tosfos, like the Rishalmi, not even the Bavli.
Except by
Tfilin. So the Rashi. So all that's a modern thing you should know, because it's clear from all the Mefarshim is that in that it used to be about 1,000 years ago that until the time of the Rishonim, until Rashi's time, the common accepted halacha was like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tfilin that they wore in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. And that was, and you could make a bracha on Rashi Tefillin. It wasn't called Rashi and Tefillin. The Rashi just come to they clarify the issue.
Right.
This is a Nayazach. Yes, the halacha evolved. Halacha changed. Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to Mikanu Lahaba to follow Shitas Rashi to only make the bracha on this Tefillin.
Where do you see that?
I have a whole sefer on this. The Varayis Verudois that until the Tekufa of the Rishonim, it was accepted to follow the Shita of Rabbi Nutam. The order of the Tefillin was written.
It's not the Shita of Rabbi Nutam.
Oh, Kadmoinim.
Kadmoinim.
We call the Rashi Rabbi Nutam because they're the ones who put into words.
That was the Tekufa
when Torah was dispatched and people were calling by their explanation. But this goes back to the Kadmoinim. The truth is, I think it was in the Targum. It could be even in the Targum. The Yukim in the Targum.
Targum what? Unkelus or?
Oh, there are three Targum. Unkelus, Yonasan Ben Uziel.
Then Yerushalmi.
Yishalmi, Rabbi Shimon has a whole shiur where you're talking Yishalmi, the whole shiur, whatever. But these things go back to the Kadmoinim, and it's mashma that until the Tekuva.
You said mashma targum.
There are a lot of early machloikasim, many examples of machloikasim in the Shalom Beisilol that has mamish mushush in the machloikas between the Targum Unkelus and the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Many examples.
So how does Rashi Paskin over here?
Rashi over here, look what he writes over here, an incredible Rashi. Rashi over here is uncharacteristic. He comes over to tell us many halachas. We learned yesterday, he went out and told us what is called a drus in his opinion. And he writes about it, where I hold the drus is. And Rashi is the shiachid, the many we disagree. Over here he writes, what is a drus? He writes over here, umitoich, you see the words, it's 1, 2, 3, yeah. four lines before it gets wide. Umitoich, she'enonu bikim bohen, nearly, it appears to be Rashi, nearly, the oif, ha'abal lefanenu, if a bird comes in front of you, Yeshlema Shema Yidrois. Any bird that lands on your table, on your porch, comes and says hello to you, you can't
one,
eat it.
Because of this one mistake.
Because it might, because this Gemara, this Gemara over here says, he saw the Doris. The whole law that we're eating this bird for generations.
They made a mistake.
And he saw Tarnagolosa, the Agmasir, because he saw the Chazur de Dorsa. Rashi, why? The Oyvol of Vino Yeshloima Shema Yidrois.
And it's an anomaly. It Doris after who knows how many years.
So there's the big Shiloh. Let us say we know with the Messiah. Let me ask you a Murdik. Let's read the verse of the Rashi first. The Ha Hach Tarnagolosa. The Agma, how you machzikin and bitahoy, where they thought it was kosher, uli acharzman, ra'ua, whatever it means, shedoy reses. The ein oif, then he goes vaita. Now look at these halakha words of Rashi, these words of Mamash are quoted wherever you go, Mamash, these are what Steha says on a big sign on the Shlachtois. The ein oif, nechal lanu ella bimosoyres. So the turkey exists until America, it's a North American bird. No one even knew about there was something called America until Columbus. So the Columbus is already after the Rishonim. Columbus is way after the Rishonim. So therefore, 1492. This is already after
the
Rishonim.
No, Tekuvas Rishonim. It was still Tekuvas Rishonim. One second. This was after a Girish Spaniard.
This is Girish Spaniard. Columbus.
That was
the border. Coincided.
Because that bomber. That was during that time. It was still considered for the Rishonim.
We discussed this. I'll keep my like an exception. The Baronel, because it's very, very late in the game.
The kid is Yitzchok.
Okay, bye. Ella bin Mesiris. This Rashi, you learned it here. Samach Beis and the Beis. This is the Rashi. Ella bin Mesiris. You have to have Mesiris. Oiv shen mashu lanu avoseinu bitar. Vishaloi mashu lanu yesh lochush. O vimasiris yesh lanu lismaich. If you have a Mesiris, you can rely upon this. Kedem alechamon l'seleiran sh'oiv tar nechal bin Mesiris. He says the word Mesiris here four times. Four times in this Rashi, used the word Mesiris. So the turkey, we have a Mesiris in the turkey? No way, Jose. Okay, the Hoidu bird, we have no Mesiris. You want to say all these.
Hoidu bird mean from India?
Yeah, we call the. So that's also they want to go. They want to say that really they didn't know about it was in India. It's very shvach stuff. The bottom line is today there are birds, these exotic birds, there's no Mesiris, Memela. According to Rashi, Luchar, you would not be allowed to eat it. And I told you the truth is, I told you many times, that even the birds that we eat today, there's also really no.
So the good convention shouldn't be serving turkey.
Because, so what's the answer? How come we don't follow this? The answer, the common answer we give to this Kasha of Rashi, even the Rashi is four times Rashi repeats himself, Mesiris, is because we live with turkeys. We live with them. And we see that they're not a doyres. We see the poil that they're not a doris. So right. That's why the oilim is makel. But the emes is there's still no mesoris. And I told you again 100 times on a regular bird, the regular bird that you buy, not a turkey, there's also no mesoris because it has been breeded with other birds with this no mesoris, and it's been genetically engineered. Now here's the lamed shaila of the day. Shailas, let us say you have a mesoris. That a bird is not a doris. You mamish, mamish have a mesoris. That this is mamish, the anicle from the anicle. That's what they wanted the whole thing going there. There was a bird called the Berkeley, but it was like a bee. They because of this problem in Eretz Yisrael, they invested millions of dollars in trying to breed a bird. They found in Europe that they have Aderia. That from old Shaykhtim, that this bird they used to eat and it's never been breeded, and they claim there's a Mesoris all the way back to Avraham Avinu.
Of course, it's been breeded; otherwise, it wouldn't be alive today.
So they brought it to Eretz Yisrael. They had to smuggle it in because it was probably illegal to bring it in, and they breeded it, and they wanted to make a whole factory. They wanted to do the whole thing for it. And
breeding means you mate with a different bird.
No, you breed it with itself. It could also mate with itself, with its own kind.
So how is it genetically engineered?
The end is, that's our bird. The end where they invested, it was in the news already for 2 years, this bird. And the end was, it was a big machloikas, apayiskim, Rav Wozner's bezin, Rav Shlomo Levi his bezin, and Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach paskin that it's treif, that it's no mesoris. It's worse. No good.
It's
worse. I'd rather not eat it. It's not a kosher bird. There's no mesoris. Yeah, and all the edus, all the edus, nishkogin, nishkofleigin, and the shevet his bez, they hold that it is because the big machlakes in Eretz Yisrael.
Really?
And
there were
people
this,
who invested millions of dollars in order to develop this. To develop this because people feel today. That's it. Right now, there's another big problem with the bird. It doesn't taste good. It's horrible. Okay, it doesn't taste good. It's a horrible bird. It doesn't taste good. So male, who no one's interested. So the bottom line is, we have a problem today. The birds that we eat today,
what's the bird called? Okay,
whatever we eat today has no mesora. It's no worse than the turkey. So why taco do we eat it? Why do we eat turkey? Even though Rashi, the Hilik Rashi, says that you need a Mesoris, we don't pass it like Rashi. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is just like in 99% of in the Halacha, we don't pass it like Rashi. We don't pass it like Rashi over here.
But today,
as long as we live with the birds.
As we speak, there are people in certain circles, they don't eat turkey.
Oh, that's right. The Yom Kamenetsky didn't eat turkey. And
there are people
who eat chicken. And there are people that don't eat chicken either because of the same reason. They don't eat our chicken either.
Yeah.
And we don't. Bottom line is, we don't pass like this Rashi that says Mesoris 4 times. And as long as you live with these birds and you can see, you can discern that these birds are not a doris, they're pleasant birds.
According to old opinions?
You see that it's not a predator, yeah. As long as you see that it's not a doris, it's good enough, you can eat it. Now, here's the Shiloh of the day. Here's the Shiloh. Let us say you have a bird that is definitely, definitely not a Mesoro. Let's say Luyitsu doesn't exist. But let's say Luyitsu theoretically had a bird that definitely had a Mesoris, that it's not a Doris. And you put it in Brooklyn, and you put it in the car, and you teach it how to drive.
Self-defense.
It becomes aggressive. It becomes a New Yorker.
Self-defense.
It becomes a Doris. A creature is affected by its environment. And a Mela, let us say you have a bird which you
so
do have a Mesoira.
This bird over here, they found it.
Oh,
many,
what's the
lumdis?
What's the pshat in this Gemara? Hakira. Is the pshat in the Gemara is a taka made a mistake, and the people that were eating this bird until now were mamish nichshol and isur d'raisa eating a non-kosher bird? Or is it no? The bird BMS was not a doris. It evolved because it was living amongst aggressive people. And
the
midos, right, and the midos of society have caused the bird over time to turn into a doris. Mm-hmm. Can you change this?
I hear
the Shaila? That's the Hakira. So Mimela, and Mimela you can go the way around also. You can take a bird until now was not kosher, and you can put it in a very nice, bring it to a nice, quiet place, and it'll turn into a nice, pleasant
like
person.
If you have a tiger born into captivity.
That's the Hakira.
But how do you know a bird
could
be influenced by its surroundings?
No worse than people. That's a mitzis. Midos. The animals, their midos are going to change. It says in
Machlechtet
together.
Rav and Shmuel.
Okay, so here you have over here.
It's a marshal only.
Okay, but you have over here your same exact hakir when it comes to what's the pshat in the Gemara? Is the pshat that until now they were mamish nichshol and isa deraisa, or is the pshat know that the bird evolved and change its midos, and that is an afkamina okay. today.
Okay, so what, what's
so
the...
that's a chak. There is no answer to this question. The bottom line is Rashi here says four times word mesoris and halacha lemaisa. We don't really seem to pass like this Rashi because there are no birds today that have a mesora anymore. Vait in the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to run through a whole long list of birds. Amarav shavur an dar pata shere. It's the name of a bird. It's a name of a bird. It's always, that's what it was called. It's a variety. It's permitted. But pirus an dar pata asir. Okay? It's a name. These are just names. There's the shavur. Like the shavur malka.
It doesn't say what it's called. No.
It's the shavur malka and the pirus. Shay, now what in that? The Gemara says, what's the way? How are you going to remember this? How? You have to have a mnemonic to remember what? I'm going to put what's the answer?
Simanov.
Pirus Rishia. There was a famous person. A famous person who lived in time of the Gemara, his name was Pirus. He was a troublemaker. He caused a lot of trouble for the Jews, and therefore everyone knows he was a Rasha, and a Rasha is not kosher. A Rasha, you don't want to eat a Rasha, you don't want to be part of him. Arafuna, next Shayashula. Bunya Shrei. There's a bird called Bunya, and there's a bird called Parva, that's Asir. How do you remember the two? Visimon, they're very similar. These two birds are very, very similar. Visimonich is Parva Amgusha, the magician. Parva was the person, he wasn't who built. He built he was a magician. He knew how to a mikvah, a special mikvah for the
kohen. He was a sorcerer, like a real.
And he was able to bring the water. That's all Shaila. He built a special mikvah. He was able to bring the water into the mikvah.
Through kishuf.
That's all Shaila was a kishuf. Not because he had tremendous chachma. It could have been a certain chachma of teva. He was able to cause the water to go to elevate itself to a certain location. Mm-hmm. So he was called Amgusha. He turned sour, and he was known to be an Amgusha magician. He made trouble, and therefore he's not kosher. So the woman, which bird is that bird? The bird that's called the Amgusha, it's called the Parva. Mm-hmm. That's not kosher. Next one, I'm gonna pop up. Marvu zogeid v'ochel sherei. If you have a bird called the Mardu, okay, the Mardu is the name of a Zogeid. It's the name of a bird. It's one bird. It's Mardu Zogeid Viochel. It's one bird. That's three names. Okay, only see the people only have one name. Time of Chazal, you only find people that have one name, but birds have multiple names. Okay, three names for one bird. So this is Sharit Smuter. If it's Zogeid Viochel Shari. Okay, Zogeid, if it stands, Zogeid, but Zogeid v'yochel asir. Okay, the Mardu is the name of a bird. Okay, it's the name of the bird. Zogeid v'yochel shere. Zogeid seemingly means that it stands. Okay, what does it say there in the Perush over there, every show? Zogeid, what does it mean, Zogeid? Zogeid means to stand. V'yochel shere, Zogeid, it bends down. It bends down when it eats.
Oymed v'yochel.
Oymed. Okay, the word zogeid means to stand and eat. It's permitted, but the mardu bird is another variety. Another variety bends down. The word zogeid means to bend. Aviochel zaster. How do you remember which one? V'simonech lo sishtachave le'el ne'acher. Don't bow down to other gods, and therefore anyone that bows down is a problem.
So one second, what's the name of this?
Because there's two varieties of mardu.
What's the name of the Sorry.
There's a Mardu, there's two varieties of a Mardu bird. It's called, that's the name of the bird. There's a Mardu that's Zogeid v'yochel, and there's a Mardu that's Zogeid v'yochel.
Oh,
Zogeid is kosher, and the Zogeid v'yochel is not kosher.
The chicken does lean over his pecs. I mean,
are certain, those are Mardu. There's a certain type of bird. It's a certain variety. We're not dealing with a chicken. We're dealing with a certain variety of bird. V'simonich is l'shach l'nechar. Amashmol. Shasya chamra asira. Shasya chamra is Osir.
That's the name of person, a bird?
Name of a bird. Yes. It's the name of a bird. These are all different names of birds.
Looks like it's funny names.
A bird that is called Shosya Chamra. It drinks wine. Okay, that's what they call the bird. Whatever. Why do they call the bird that drinks wine? Maybe you liked wine. I don't know. That's what they call the bird.
Okay.
Asida. How do you know that this bird is also the simonich shesuyayin psul avoida? The person who drinks wine is not allowed to go into do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. Ramashmo mozga chamra sira. Another bird, mozga means it dilutes. It doesn't drink wine, it dilutes the wine with water. That was the name of the bird. Why are they called by the name? I have no idea. Asira, but bas mozga chamra sharia. But the min, it's a different min. It's not the child, it's a different creature. And they gave it a similar name, this variety, called Bas Mozga Chamra. That min is mutter. How do you remember? V'simonech The ben is more powerful than the it's an expression.
But this is a bas.
No, it's a distance. It's just a name. Oh, it's not the child. Uh-huh. It's just a variety of birds. And this so variety this is mutter because yofe koyach ha-bein mi koyach ha-af. The bein does not need to make a shvua. Right, that's a sugi. The sugi in hilchas shvuos. So when you have to make a shvuah to take to be moitzi mammon, yafe koyach habem koyach av. A person comes makes a claim. I want my money. So you want money? Oh, you want money? Then I make a shvuah. But if it's the yarshim who come to make a demand, they do not need to make a shvuah. They have the upper hand. If they have a star, if they have in their possession the star, they have the upper hand. They do not need to make a shvuah if the other person denies it. So therefore, yafe it's a halacha. Yafe koyach habein.
What's the sim? How are you going to remember this with
that? The child is better than the father
because it says
there,
bas.
Right. So there are two varieties. One variety is called mozga, and the other is called the bas. Oh. So the one that's the bas, that variety is going to be better. It's going to be kosher. One's not going to be kosher. Next. I'm a Rida. Shekitna ariche. If it has shekitna ariche shake v'sum kasharia. Now, what does it mean? Shekinta. It's the name of a bird. There are different varieties of this bird. Some of these birds have long legs, and another variety has short legs. Some of them have a red belly, and some have a green belly. I think. Let's see. Shekitna. So with regard to the variety of birds called shekitna, the kind that have ariche shake, have long legs.
Like an ostrich,
the
maybe.
The sumake, and they're red, the color of their body is red, is sharia.
Oh.
How do you remember this? The simonech is murzima. The way to remember this is murzima, because this was a bird, and everyone knew this bird. This is a very popular bird in ancient times. Everyone was eating the murzima. Invite you for dinner. Come, let's have some murzima bird. And it was a kosher bird. And this kosher bird, everyone knew, had long legs and was red. It was a red bird with long legs. So therefore, when you're dealing with this other type called the shekitna, and there are two varieties. There's the shekitna variety that has long legs. The shekitna variety has short legs. And the one has red and one is not red. So the way to remember which of the shekitna birds is kosher, not kosher, just remember the murzima. Because the murzima, everyone knows, has long legs and is red. Next. Gutse visumake asire. Let's say it's short. Let's say we're going back to the shekitma. If it's short, this sumake, even though it's red, it's asire. How do you remember this? The simonech ananus pasul. A midget is a mum, is not allowed to do avoida. Is a mum by the kohanim, is not the avodah. That's how I remember that the bird that has very, very short legs, even though its body is red, is posel. Mm-hmm. Next, ariche shake, viruke. Now again, there's another variety of these birds. It has long legs, but it's green. Okay, you have all different types of varieties.
What's green? The
body is green, mm-hmm. Asiri. How do you remember? It's also v'simonech yirukin pesulin. What's halach yirukin? It
bird
says by trefa, by the animals, the animal gets singed. If the animal falls into the fire, the bird falls into the fire, and
green,
if it's green, then it's impossible. I'm not going to do it next. Sholach. Now we're going to all the time. All the birds are not kosher. One of the birds is not going to call the sholach. What's the sholach?
I think a pelican.
This is a bird which goes deep down into the water and pulls up fish. It's able to go, it flies in the sky, it sees a fish, it goes into the water, it swoops down and pulls fish out of the water.
I think it's a pelican,
okay?
Huh? Okay, maybe.
Duchifas. What's duchivash shahodo kafos? It means it's a crown. Crown, what's it called in English, the crown? There's a crown on a bird, kafos.
Yeah.
It is bent. Okay, it's a certain type of bird whose crown is bent, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the famous story with one of the Amorim was a remeir. There was giving a lot of tzar. So he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Hashem gets angry for a moment. When does Hashem get angry? When the rooster, when its crown turns red. There's a moment
Correct.
In the day, so he's sitting and watching the bird every single second, waiting for it to happen. And then his wife told him, and then he dozed off. Exactly when it happened, he fell asleep.
Right.
And he realized that it was not the proper thing. So what do you see? That every bird has a crown upon it. So the Avaduchifas, Shehodo, its crown, Kofus, it's not erect, it is Kofus. Let's see, Rashi, Karboltoi. Karboltoi is the crown of its thick. The Dami Kamisha Kafudl Secharosh or Kafusa Shaman, and it's bent over there. Fuiv Godl Kitarnagol, the Kardlo, and they call whatever they call Vait. Tayram Yachi, Duchifas, Shahodo Kafus, its crown is thick. And it looks like it's bent over. This is the bird, the Duchifas, the bird which carried the Shamir to cut the stones.
Right.
This creature which has somehow is able to, you know, have Barzel to cut the stones. It cut the stones. So it's a very dangerous creature. It can cut through anything. So why doesn't it cut through the bird? For somehow the Duchifas is immune to the danger of the Shamir. The Shamir can cut through stone and cut through a person. So the person will pick up the shamir. So who knows, the shamir can go cut right to the person. They cut through stone. Who knows what they're going to do? For somehow the duchifas is immune to the koyach of the shamir. Rabbi Yochanan, he said when he saw the shalach, he went down into the water. He said, "Rebbeinu Shalom, from here we learn what's the musar haslagat to Gemara. Mishpatecha tochaim rabba. You think you're safe? You think you're safe? You're sitting in the water. No one's going to come attack you. You can be sitting in the water all the way deep down in the sea, and all of a sudden, the shalach, it swoops down out of the sky into the water and swallows you up. And it's all over. Okay? It's a scary thing. No one is safe. No one is safe.
Even
if mishpatecha, your judgment, you can be sitting in the Beis Medrash. Chai kol tzamei l'chu l'mayim. You think you're safe in the Beis Medrash? You're surrounded by water? You're surrounded by water. And all of a sudden, it can come swooping down the shalach and go chap you. Ki havi havi chazi nimola, when he saw an ant, Omar, tzidkoscho, your righteousness, kaharikel, Hashem is like a mighty mountain. This little teeny creature, who cares about it? Hashem cares about it. Hashem makes sure to be mazin, to feed even the smallest little creatures. Lakani, another bird, and ubotni, sharyon. These are two birds. Shaknai, uvotnai, mokoim. Now, what about these two birds? They are two birds. One is called a shaknai, and one is called a votnai. What is the halacha? Are they kosher or not kosher? You know what the answer is? It depends on the minuk ha-mokoim. Mokoim shnagu lechel oichlin. Mokoim shnagu shloi lechel enichlin. Frek the gemar hayitachin. Either it's kosher or not kosher. Atu b'min hogitali milsa. And yes, it depends on the minuk. V'loi kosher chobi asher d'shlichi peris.
I don't see the kosher here. He's a lechel and he's sharyan. Then he says, shnagu lechel mokoim shnagu lechel.
How
come he changes the letters?
Shaknai, there are two birds. One is called Shaknai, one is called Botnai.
Why is the spelling different than before? Like
they're two different birds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're two different birds. So what is the halacha? If you go to a restaurant and you want to order these birds, so in one restaurant they'll serve it, and the other restaurant they'll say to you, you want this bird, go to the Treifa restaurant. We don't serve this bird here. It's not kosher. So makoim shenohagu lechel eichlin. Makoim shenohagu shloi lechel ein eichlin. Frek the Gemara, what? Either it's kosher or it's not kosher. Atu b'mhagatali milsa. Depends on the minuk. And yes, v'lei kasha. Ha ba'asha d'shchichi peres v'aznia. This bird has only one kosher simen. So the question is, if it has only one kosher simen, maybe this bird is the peres and the aznia, which is the exception. So we learned yesterday that the peres and the aznia do not hang out in civilized territory.
Right.
So there's nothing to worry about. But there are people who live in non-civilized territory. And they are placed out there in the world where they do frequent the peres and the osnia. So in those locations, you may not have it. This bird may indeed be the peres and the osnia. Next, I'm going to buy you. Kuei. The ko-ko-ei. Okay, these are the cuckoo birds. Whatever they are. Asire. They're forbidden. But ko-ko-asa. Sharia.
So 1 second. So how do we answer, depending on the minig?
Because we said, because if you live in a place where the peres and the osnia frequent,
right.
So then this bird may be the peres and the osnia. They look very similar.
The minig is rooted in the fact
this bird has only one kosher simen. If you have only one kosher simen, by default it's kosher unless it is the peres or the osnia.
Right.
So you don't really know. Maybe this is. But if you live in a place where you know for a fact that peres and the osnia do not come around, they don't come into this territory, the peres and the osnia are not welcome in this neighborhood, then there's nothing to worry about. The bird that you see in front of you is definitely not going to be the bird. Vaiter. I'm going to buy you kukei v'kukei asu koko aso sharia. Okay, different birds. The marava malku ilova. Anyone that ate the bird, the koko aso, they got malchus. The korule Tachvasa. The machlokes, okay, different types of birds. They held that some places they held it as mutas, some held it as asur.
What is it? Karol Tachvasa.
Another bird. Okay. Tachvas. Different kinds of birds. Tarabonim, Tinshemes. It's now the Tinshemes is the bavos sheba. It's the most detestable of the birds. Okay, bavos means it's disgusting. Okay, on the side of my Gemara, there's a little oisbeis, and he changes the letters to bavos. Okay, just say it's a vav. That's all he does. Okay, it just means moss. Just explain that it means that it's disgusting. Okay, it means it's a disgusting bird. Vita. Why?
It's a prominent bird.
It's not kosher, and it's not only is it not kosher, but it's disgusting. Why is it disgusting? Rashi says oif hatsoyek balayla. That's why. What I say drush is because when it's dark at night, meaning when the times of galus, quiet. Be makabel. Don't complain. This bird, it's when it gets dark, it can't deal with the darkness. It's so
maybe an owl. Maybe this is an owl.
Who knows? It could be. I don't think we really know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know. I really have no idea. Could be. Shabbos. Oh, yeah. Frank Lamar says, "Atam, you say bavos shabbos in ella bavos shabbos shratzim." Who says that the tenshemes is a bird? Maybe this is a sheretz. The Gemara says, "Amarta, how can you say that? How can you make such a suggestion that the Tshemes is a sheretz?" Selamat, Mishloish Eshe Midrash Etan Nedreshes Mochem Davar Halam Minyanai Bamo Hakasim Medaber. The word Tshemes is listed with the 20 birds, with the 24 birds. Boifos, Avkan Boifos, Tainam Yochi, Tainam Yabeshwatsim Kiyagam. It says now the problem here is Tshemes Bovos Shebeshwatsim. It says the Tshemes by Shwatsim also. In other words, it says the word Tinshemes twice in the Torah. Okay, that's a good trivia question. They asked by the Shabbos table. It says the word Tinshemes in Parashat. It says twice. There's a Tinshemes by birds, and there's a Tinshemes by Shratzim. So it says by Tinshemes is Bovos Sheba Shratzim. The Atam Sheba Shemay is the Sheretz. The most disgusting Shabbat. So in other words, we have basically two types of tinshemes. There's a tinshemes ha'oif. There is a tinshemes ha'sheretz, and both of them in the category of birds and shratzim. This particular creature in each min is the most detestable. It is the most disgusting. Why is it disgusting? Because it cries out at night. It's an annoyance. I mean, that's how Rashi says. Rashi says, I don't know what it means exactly. Rashi, all we know is what Bobos means, that it's moos. It's detestable. And Rashi says, what makes it detestable? This, that it cries in the middle of the night. Crying in the middle of the night, obviously, is not a good thing. Right, I'm going to buy it. Bobos, Shebo, he says, Bobos, Shebo, Eifos, Ki Poif. Bava Shabashim Kur.
So he disagrees with form. It appears even it's even more disgusting than the
he disagrees. Right. I'm not Yuda. Ko'os Zohakuk. When it says in the Torah amongst the 24 birds, the Ko'os, this is the cook. Now I'll do it during the Shia. Now I'll do it during the Shia. Mamash Michal Shabbos during the Shia Tiras Sulfur. Ko'os Zohakuk. This is the cook. Racham Zo Shirakrak. The Racham is the Shirakrak. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Lomni Kreshmo Racham. Why is it called Racham? Came from Shabbat Racham Bo Racham Lomni. Because when the Racham comes, it's a good sign. Even though it's not a kosher bird, when it comes, Bohu Rachamim LaOilam Rachamim comes to the world. So you see,
Rashi says Mata.
Mata. What's Racham? Very good is Mata.
Right.
Rabbi Barbaya. Who'd Yosef? There's a condition. Who'd Yosef? Amidei Ve'Ovis Shirakrak. There's a condition. When the Racham comes, it has to sit. It can't just fly over. You fly over, garnished. It has to be sitting down. The Ovet Shrakrak. And has to be making sounds. Shrakrak is making sounds. Ugimiri, we have a tradition. The Yosef A'ara, if it sits on the ground, Vishorek, Osei Meshicha. If it sits on the ground, if it sits on a median, something, not on the ground, it sits on perched on a mat or some surface, then it means rachamim. And if it sits on the ground, that means Mashiach is coming.
When it sits on the ground,
I will cry out to them and I will gather them. So the word eshrikol is used in reference to this bird, the sound, means the crying out of the racham, and I will gather them. The Yosef Bei Kirava Usharak. It sat on the Kirava, on the field. on the cabbage field.
Yeah.
I was on the earth. It was mamish.
No. It says a
Harisha.
Harisha.
The plow field. Plow field. And you know what happened? Mashiach didn't come. And instead, a boulder came out of heaven and it crushed it. V'yasa gilol and afsike lemoche. Suddenly, a boulder just flew in the sky, however that happened, and it crushed the skull of this racham. But it cried out. If it cried out, isn't that a sin that Mashiach is coming? The answer is this was a fake Mashiach. It was the false Mashiach. Shots.
So what's the pshat of that?
He's just Amalei alhu b'yodahava. That bird, it was a fabricator. It was a charlatan. It was a liar. And that is indeed why the boulder came in Hashemayim and killed it.
So just, what do you mean he wasn't a real one?
It was real. The Gemara is saying an incredible chiddush, an incredible mamish. Over here, the Gemara is telling us that there's a creature called the Racham. And right. the Racham is Mo'er Rachamim.
Right.
It's Misamel Rachamim. And when the Racham comes and it sits on the ground, on the earth, that means Mashiach, and makes noises, Mashiach is coming. The Gemara says, it's a Ma'is HaShehoya. There was a Racham, and it sat on the ground, and it started to scream, started to cry. And not only did Mashiach not come, along came a boulder out of the sky, and it landed on the head of this little bird,
okay.
And it died. So the Gemara in the Hamid says, but it still did sit down on the ground and it cried.
Right.
So didn't you tell me that if this racham sits on the ground and gives out a shriek, that is a simon muvak that Mashiach is coming?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says, no, that's only a simon Mashiach is coming if the bird lives to see another day. It lives to see tomorrow. But this bird didn't live to see the next day. This bird is exactly why there was a nace with Hashkacha Pratis, where a boulder came out of heaven and crushed the skull of this bird.
Meaning it wasn't the time for Mashiach to come.
Well, this bird was a faker. That's where it says, Ahu Bayodahava. This bird was a faker,
with
a fabricator.
I would say the faker.
Because Mashiach wasn't coming. Mashiach was not meant to come. And he made believe it was coming. He cried out and said that it's coming. The Mashiach was not meant to come in
the
life.
So he wasn't the real bird, you're saying.
And that's why the boulder came in Ashram and killed it. So here is a Musa Haskell that just because people come along and they tell you Mashiach is coming, it doesn't mean anything. It does because there have been many false Mashiachs in history in Klal Yisrael, false messiahs. And Mela is by Yoda Hava. Okay, Tanabon, and Orev. And everyone tells you Mashiach is coming, watch out. Okay, there's a whole mice with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's all going on circulating, that he said Mashiach is coming. He says that you don't have to vote, you don't have to worry about the elections, because Mashiach is going to be before the elections. So they investigated, and the whole thing was a Baba Mice, a Lohoyo Nivra, and the whole thing was a lie.
Yeah,
it was a lie.
I've said it.
Tanabon, Orev, Ze Orev. Orev was the Orev, it's the raven. A, that says Ace, call Orev. What's the Ace? Glohavi Orev Ha Imki.
It's from coming the valley. From,
there are many varieties of Orev. There's Orev, the Imki from the valley. Liminoi, Lahavi, Orev, Haba, Barasha, Yoinim. There's an Orev that comes, Barasha, in the leads, the Yoinim, the doves. In other words, we have no idea what this is. We have many varieties. That's what I had more before. We have a bird that has two simonim.
By the way, a crow is not a raven, right? It's two separate birds.
I don't know. I have no idea. We throw around all these terms today, and it could very well be that all the terms we throw around today really don't mean anything. Omar, Oirev is Oirev. Atu, come on, koi. The Gemara says, you tell me that Oirev is an Oirev. Yeah, you know what Oirev is? The Gemara is saying, yeah, you talk, you know what Oirev is? Really? Even talking to the Gemara is coming to challenge the authenticity, the meaning of this thing. Ela Ema Oirev ze Oirev Ukama. That's what they knew about. They knew what an Oirev Ukama was. They had amongst them a black one. It was called, that was the term, it was Oirev Ukama. Tchein Oirev is in the Pasik, Kivut Soysaf Tal Talim Shechoyos Ko Oirev. It says, Beferish, that is black. Black like a raven, an Oirev. So you see over here, and this is talking, you learn from the Makar from this, is that the Ritzur Shel Tfilin have to be black, Ko Oirev. Black. Isn't it amazing? All of these non-kosher birds are used to teach us so many halachas of kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
The racham, it's not kosher, refers to Mashiach. It's racham mater is coming. The chasida, oisech chasidus im chavrei secha. Over here we have the oirev tal talim karev. The nesher has no kosher simonim, and it's the kisya kavod. And when it comes, the answer is, I remember the full answer, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not create anything that's a Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tar. Hashem created it. There's no such thing that Hashem created that's Tar. Hashem only created good. It's man that makes the problems. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these creatures are not problematic. We have a problem with them for some reason.
Mm.
Next. What's the imki? The skivara. The oreif or imki is a white oreif. V'chein omer umareu amoik min ha'or kimari chama ha'amukim in atzel. Since we say the word, we word amoik, every time you use the word amoik, amoik always means white. Like if you find the parasha of tzras, it means white. V'rev ha'barosh ha'yonim, what's that? And ha'papa is lo'tem medosti b'reish yoinei. It doesn't mean it comes from their heads. It's flying on their heads.
Front.
It does mean that it flies together with them and it goes in front. It's the pilot of the yoinim. Is that what it means? It means that the head looks like the dummy l'reish yoina. The head of this oirev is very similar in tsura to the head of a yoina. Next, we're talking about hanetz. What's the nates? We teach the nates. What do we teach the nates? What? What is the we teach the nates? So whatever it is, ze hanetz lemineu olachav yes barbar chiria. That's a creature. Whatever it is, my bar chiria. What is that? I'm gonna buy you. Shurinka, another creature which we have no idea what that is. Arav Yuda, Hachasida, oh, Zodaya Levana, it's a daya. It's another animal, we have no idea what it is. White. Lama Nikoshmal, Hasida, Shoise Hasidus. It does kindness, Im Chavreseha, members only. It's a click, members only. Hoanafa, Zodaya Ragzonis, it gets angry. Lama Nikoshmal, Anafa, what's called Anafa? Shemino Efes, because it does commit adultery. It's not faithful to its spouse. Im chavrei seha. Amar avchon bar rav chista. Amar rav chista. Amar rav chon bereid rav. Amar rav eshim yarba. Now we go to the very important Gemara. Eshim yarba. If it's to be made, there's 24 non-kosher birds. Amar rav chon bar rav chista. Rav chista. Teicha. Where? The Torah lists the non-kosher birds in two locations. Where? Parshas Shemini and Parshas Re'ei. Two parshas. Problem is, go count the birds. You don't have 24 birds in either one. You only have. We're talking about Hecha. Ed the Vayikra Eshem Havei. There are only 20 birds there. Ed the Mishnah Torah in Parashat
21.
Eshem Chad Havei. The Chi Teimo Da'a the Chsiva BeVayikra Loik Chsiva BeMishnah. Oh, very good. We have to combine because it says we're Da'a. It says Da'a in where in Vayikra the Loik Chsiva BeMishnah Torah. So therefore Shad Yalayu. Okay, very good. So add now there are 20 birds. It says Da'a and Ra'ah, two different words. One is with a dalid, a da'ah, and the other is a re'ah, with a resh. Okay, it says in Vayikra, da'ah, and it says in re'ah, it says re'ah. So the Gemara is saying, don't make a mistake, they're not the same. They're different creatures. So now you're going to add them all together, so 20 are the same, 2 are not the same, for a grand total of 22. We are still too short.
What is the same, Sefer Dvarim, what's the word?
With a resh, re'ah. In Vayikra it says Dio with the Dalid.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't not the same creature. That's what the word is going to be 22 now. Eshava Vikitem the other sibi Vayikra Lodik Sibi Bishan Torah. Shad Yalayhu. So it's very good. So add them together. Akati Eshim the train. It's going to be 22. Amalei Hochya Ravu the Imach. This is what your grandfather said. Mishmei Derav. Your grandfather said the name of Rav Limino Hare Kanarba. That it says in the 24 words, it says 4 extra words. Lemino, 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 hare kanarba, to add another 4 varieties. In fact, the Gemara, now we have 26. If you're going to tell me that Sacha called there are 22, it says 20 birds in Parshas Shmini, and 20 birds in Parshas Re'ei. And in the 22, there's one that's different. One place it says the word Re'ah, and the other place it says the word De'ah. So therefore, it's not the same 20. It's really 19 that are exactly the same. 19 plus. It's going to be 20. It's total of 20. But the 20 of the 20, there are two. There's one that's not the same in each location, which really means there's a total of 22. Now you can add 4 more. It's going to be 26.
Yeah.
And we have a Masaira that there are only 24 birds. Yachi Eshim v'shis havu. I'm going to buy you. The Gemara says, you're right, let's backtrack. Even though it says in one parasha, de'ah, and the other parasha it says, re'ah, they're the same. The zel bazach. The de'ah and the
re'ah. So then you only have 25.
We have 24. Because now we're not, it's not two unique birds, it's the same bird. So it's 20-20. It says there are 20. There are 20 birds listed in Parashas Vayik.
Right.
Shemini 20 there, and it's the same exact birds, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The dogs are exactly the same birds, and in Meila it's only 20. And now we have Limino, 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 Limineu.
Oh, I see.
24. You're going to be two different words. Michti Mishneh Torah. Oh, this is my Mishneh Moedik Yisrael Shas. This is my Mishneh. What is the tafkin of Mishneh Torah?
Right.
Is it's Chazar? There's nothing new in Mishnah Torah. It's coming to add. Let's see what that means. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, top Rashi, important Rashi. What's the topic of Mishnah Torah? To add to the list. It's coming to add things that did not exist in the Chumash Vayikra. So then what's going on over here? Ella, in other words, it's coming to you're coming to say less, you're missing a bird. It has to be that exactly the same bird. You're only going to reduce it by one. Therefore, it's still down 25 because therefore you have 20. Therefore they're the same bird. So it's going to be. Oh, it's coming to. It's coming to. What's the concept?
26. You're knocking down by one. That's it.
We have 26. We're knocking down by one, down 25. Amar Abaye, k'shem sh'ra'a v'da'a achasi, kach aya v'daya achasi. There's another one. There's the aya and the daya. The aya and the daya, they're not the same. Right? They're 20 words, so there are two of them that are different. The aya and the daya are the same. The isal, the tarati, and they're going to be true. Mif, the same exact kash, mishu toyo la'asuf u'diyasa, ma'ishna ha'achat ha'chsev l'mino. Aya. Period. So therefore, it has to be exactly the same. And Ma'ishnoch the Siv Limino Ayah Ma'ishnoch Hasan the Siv Limino Adayah El Shmamino Ayah Vidayah Achasi. Must be that since it says Limino both places, it's the same bag. Why do you have to change the words? Could remember? Period. Okay, if we don't make any mistakes.